It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
It's like dueling banjos between the COVID vaccines at the moment. It's AstraZeneca and it's Pfizer, isn't
it? Yeah,
yeah. And a lot of people are hanging out for Pfizer, trying to get the Pfizer because they've heard of the clotting complications with AstraZeneca, which in a bubble is, it's a bit scary. That's, you know. But also then you look at what else can make your blood clot and you're like, oh, hang on.
Yeah.
I do 10 of these every day.
Yes, that's it.
So anyway, we don't have to debate the validity of that, but AstraZeneca gets the majority of the bad press,
yeah.
I feel like it's safe to say.
Yeah.
That's not about to change, but it does appear that there is the odd side effect from Pfizer as well.
Yeah.
And by odd, I mean quite strange. Right. There's a particular part of the population that are noticing a specific side effect once they're getting the Pfizer jab.
Yeah.
And it's women.
Of course.
Now, common side effects of COVID-19 vaccines. Pain at the injection site, I've heard.
It's yeah.
Quite a bit sore in your arm, whatever. Yep. Sometimes you get a bit of headache, fatigue, a bit of flu-like symptoms for a day or two afterwards.
Yeah.
Pretty standard with, like, even you get
the flu shots.
The same, yeah, yeah. Many women are noticing that their boobies are swelling up, if you will.
Oh. Booby swelling.
Yeah. After receiving their jabs, dubbing the effect the Pfizer boob job.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, tell me more.
According to
a bit of a worry.
According to the Australian Department of Health, inflamed lymph nodes are a less common side effect of the vaccination.
Okay.
Yeah. But in the US, apparently doctors have reported an influx of newly vaccinated women making mammogram appointments because they're like, what is going on?
Yes, well, the lymph nodes, I mean, that's part of the check, yeah? You get around your armpit and you kind of, get all through there.
Yeah.
And, but not enough surely to, like, blow you up a cup size or something.
Well, what causes the swelling? When people have vaccines in their upper arm, it's normal for the lymph nodes in the armpit on that side of the body to be activated and swell. It's your body preparing a protective immune response.
Yeah.
This type of swelling has not been reported with AstraZeneca. 1.AZ.
AZ team's like, finally, yes.
Some good press.
Come on.
Swelling has been recorded in the US with the Moderna vaccine as well, which is currently undergoing approval for use in Australia.
Well, that's like the intruder. You know what I mean? It's kind of like The Bachelor. Yeah. It's like Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and then, oh, my God, who's that walking up the beach? Moderna.
Everyone's shocked. social media's exploded with reports from women stating their breasts had gotten bigger, many wondering if they were imagining their symptoms. One person wrote on Twitter, I feel like my boobs got bigger because of Pfizer, or am I just hallucinating?
Boyfriend started treating me better, so what's up with that?
Yeah. So, idea, right? So, sometimes, quite often the recommendation is, get your vaccine jab on a Friday so that you can feel crap over the weekend.
Yeah, that's a good little tip, isn't it?
And it doesn't affect your work.
Yeah, that's a really good little tip.
Maybe do it before date night. Give it a shot.
Just jack those babies right up.
Yeah, I mean, you want any sort of advantage you can get when you're in the dating world, don't you? You're meeting a new prospective partner.
Mm-hmm.
You want to put your best chest forward.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
When you're in lockdown, you do weird things.
Yep.
I gumptioned the sink area of my house, stove, took off we got a gas stove, took all that off, scrubbed. I mean, it took hours. Got in the crevices of the grout, cleaned all the grout out.
Oh, it's been a while, but you've triggered the borometer. We can't hear you, mate.
Well, leave it up for this, because apparently some bored Aussies have been getting behind this recipe from a chef. However, it seems to me like, you know when you let the kids make breakfast for you?
Oh, okay.
Right? And it's like, here, Dad.
Yeah, thanks.
Crap, now I have to eat this?
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Apparently people are getting addicted to this one. So Chef Anna Chan from Sydney has put this out onto the world and people are loving it. I don't know. Are you a fan of honey? Maybe it's just because I hate honey so much.
I don't hate honey, but I don't seek it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like if it's in a recipe, it's fine. I'm happy to have it baked in stuff or whatever, but I don't sit there going, All over toast. That's just rank.
We give it to Indy because it's like sweet, but it seems like healthier than giving her just straight sugar.
Yeah, you know? Good old bee juice.
Yeah.
It's better than actual juice.
Yeah.
Bee juice.
Apparently it's supposed to be really good for you.
Yeah. Does anyone call it?
No one calls it bee juice.
I was trying
not to acknowledge it.
So this is what she does. It's like, this is how you get through the week with a sandwich like this. You make, you get white bread. I mean, I'm a multigrain fan, but I will say white bread is pretty good for certain things.
Yeah.
Because it's nostalgic, right?
Yeah,
you get to a certain age.
I feel naughty when I have white bread.
Yeah, you get to a certain age and you're like, ooh, can I have white bread? You probably can. Yeah. Spread butter on it. I mean, that's good. Happy with that. But then also add mayonnaise. Butter and mayonnaise.
So is this just square bread?
Yeah, square bread. Okay. Any type. You mean, you can, I mean, if you're getting white bread in a casa de la...
Pana de casa?
Yeah, that type of shape. I mean, that's that's fine too. So butter, then mayonnaise, right?
Yeah, butter, then mayo. Okay. Yeah.
I don't, it's not for me. But, okay, then you get out the garlic powder just because you're feeling amorous and you start sprinkling that on there as well.
No, I'm back on board with garlic powder. I like garlic powder.
Butter, mayonnaise, garlic powder.
I'm going to assume that this is going to be cooked, so I'm still on board. Okay. I'm not eating that raw.
Says here, lashings of mozzarella cheese. Okay, now you've got my attention.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Then you toast it for 5 minutes. Beautiful. Obviously not in a toaster situation because that would just cause a fire. Mm. I'd say put it in the oven,
some sort of grill.
type arrangement.
Okay. I'm actually thinking that might be pretty nice.
Yeah. Then you drizzle it with honey, chili flakes and parsley.
Oh, we're back to the honey.
What are you, toast? What are you? What are you trying to be? Maybe it's because I'm trying to put toasts in boxes and label them, which is kind of not very 2021 of me.
No.
And maybe I should just let toast be toast.
Yeah.
But that to me, it's hot mayonnaise and honey. Gross.
And garlic and cheese.
Garlic and cheese, good.
Yeah, I know. But
chili, good.
Mayo,
butter, good. Yeah. White bread, also good.
Yeah.
Honey, hot mayonnaise. Yeah. Hot mayonnaise?
But you're saying people are loving it.
People are loving
it. There must be
something
to it.
Addicted to it. It has gone viral. 2.3 million views since it was uploaded.
Do we have to try it? Should we try it?
No, I don't want to try it.
Maybe I'll try it.
Fine. I'll get the mozzarella in a bag and I'll just sit here eating it and you can make it.
Sit on the couch and eat mozzarella.
There's nothing wrong with eating cheese out of the bag.
No, there's nothing wrong with eating cheese out of the bag at all. Be a bag, eating cheese out of a bag. Feel like a big bag of cheese.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
Norway's Christian Blumenfell,
he
secured a gold medal in the Olympics yesterday.
Good on him.
Which was amazing. In the triathlon.
So that's the one where you run, you ride and you swim?
That's it.
Ah.
Right? So it's like it must be so good.
Yeah.
You know, cuz it just sounds just real easy, right? Cuz you have a bit of a swim. Oh, nice. And then just get on a bike. Oh, easy.
Mm.
And then a big run at the end.
Well, no, surely you put the swim in the middle.
Mm.
Surely you start with like a ride, you get all sweaty.
I think they start with a swim.
Go for a little bit of a splash around.
Yeah.
Cool down.
Yeah.
And then jump back out again and then jog to the finish line.
Look, the thing is, there's a lot of moisture around a triathlon, not just the ocean, but obviously the moisture on the body,
the person
that's completing it.
Yeah.
And this is what happened with Christian. So everyone's congratulating him, Olympic gold, amazing. Right? Mm. But the thing was, is that his triathlon suit, so they give them, it's like bathers for women with legs. So it's like a onesie without arms.
Like a wrestling outfit.
Yeah, right?
Like shorty overalls, kind of.
Yeah.
Micro shorty overalls.
Yes. Shorty overalls, right? So basically everyone is talking about him, not just because of his gold medal, but because of the fact that his outfit was see-through. Norway decided to go with the white ensemble.
Yeah.
And obviously white plus water plus sweat equals, oops, that's see-through.
Yeah, okay.
So everyone on Twitter was just going off about this yesterday, mocking not that just the designer, but mainly the designer, but the country of Norway, to be like, how could you... Did you not water test these?
I mean, that's so many questions. Like, how does that make it past...
Exactly.
Oh, wow. No, at least he's wearing jocks.
Well, he's wearing swimmers. under his suit, right?
So he's got
but
blue.
But thank God for that.
Blue Speedos.
Thank God, because, okay, what would you do in that situation, right?
If you weren't wearing jogs?
Well, yeah, you're coming first. You trained your whole life for this. Uh-oh, I'm nude. You just keep going, don't you? Like, everyone's going to see it anyway. 100%. Who cares?
You wink at people as you run.
Well, he didn't have to do that because he had his swimmers under there. But still, everyone is talking about the fact that, uh-oh, that was see-through. And I thought this would definitely happen in everyday life. Yeah. I think back to when I jumped in the pool at Jimmy's parents' house.
The first
and it was
time
like,
you met
yes.
him.
I jumped in the pool because Wombi fell in there and I was wearing a light coloured dress and it was see-through. I
know. Wombi! Into the water you go.
Oops, that's see-through.
And but
yeah.
The best. That's one of my favourite you stories because it's you all over.
Yeah,
the
I
dog's
know.
Already paddling okay. away and you've
we
thrown
know.
Yourself in the water, fully clothed.
Yes.
And weirdly, like, you got invited straight back. Like,
I know.
You can come back anytime.
They love me. Anyway, oops, that's maybe it's. I get it now. But oops, it was see through. Has this happened to you?
Yeah. Justin in Armstrong Creek, has it happened to you, mate?
Yeah, it has happened to me, actually. Mine was I had a pair of light coloured board shorts.
Yeah.
They were yellow, so I didn't think anything of it at the time. Went to the Hot Peninsula Springs.
Yeah.
And then, got in the water and completely see-through.
Okay. Now, Justin, were you wearing the customary swimmers underneath the board shorts or did you just go with the, no, they're designed for swimming, I'm just going to go nude?
That's it.
Was there the netting jocks in there?
No, there wasn't.
Okay. Right. And so you were at the hot springs that day. So, I mean, that's... That's good.
At least it wasn't cold.
Yeah.
That's right. That's true.
Well, maybe that was more, I don't know.
Did you, no, just before you let him go, did you stay, Justin, or did you leave? Because that's a really hard place to get into.
Yeah, no, I stayed. And luckily, they give you a robe there anyway, but it was just like a bit embarrassing. I had to wait for everyone sort of because there's so many people there until I could find a moment to make a dash for the robe.
Amazing.
So
oops, indeed. Oops, it sees read. Ed from St. Albans Park, what about you, mate? Did you have one of these moments?
Good morning, guys. Unfortunately, I did. Many years ago when London used to be summers, me and a group of friends used to go to an outdoor pool. And this particular summer, I was quite young and decided to splash out on some new swimmers, which were white satin.
Oh, white satin. Nice, Ed.
Yes, exactly. Due to the amounts of melanoma in my skin, when I got out of the pool, unfortunately, it looked like I was wearing a silky white banana hammock.
The weird thing is I've had dreams about Ed from St. Albans Park like that. It must be some sort of
I'm so sorry,
prophetic.
Ed.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
Just beautiful moments coming out of the Olympics. Obviously, it is huge over in Tokyo. And swimming coach Dean Boxall and Aussie swimmer Ariane Titmus are just trending worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
They are on the back of newspapers in the States, in the UK and everything.
Yeah.
And Titmus won gold in the 400-metre freestyle, which was absolutely huge, beating Katie Ledecky, who's an Olympic champion. And she actually thanked her as well for pushing her because without Katie, she's like, I wouldn't be who I am today.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because you've always got to chase someone,
yes,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's so good. But Dean, the swimming coach, is trending because he just went absolutely bunter.
Yeah.
Right? So he was
so
ripping
excited.
His marks. Surely you've seen it. If you haven't yet, Google it. Like, I'd love to throw it on Insta, but we're unable to. But he was ripping his mask off, screaming, shaking the barriers, just pure joy, right? And he was sobbing when she got onto the podium.
Mm.
And Titmus said that she could see him bawling his eyes out. And it was, she said, you don't see that often, so it made me want to tear up.
Yeah.
Which was really sweet. And the relationship for these two is so special too because basically her whole family moved from Tasmania due to her swimming dream.
Mm.
They moved up. They went to the Gold Coast. Or they went to Gold
also,
Coast first, then Brizzy.
It's pretty cold, so it probably had something to do
well,
with it.
Well, yeah, right. So she moved up the whole family with this swimming dream.
Yeah.
And can you imagine, like, the pressure of that also?
Like, oh, like the whole family's moved for you.
Yeah.
You know, you
and you're like, well,
don't quit swimming. Don't
yeah, it's kind of like, oh, I kind of want to go to the movies tonight. Well, you can't.
Nah.
Because you're swimming.
Yeah.
Right?
We're all here because of you, mate.
Yeah. But basically, they went to Dean Boxall and said, okay, make me, I want Olympic gold, get me there, right? Yeah, so it's been like a long slog. So, long
slog.
Slog? Slong. So, anyway, but the thing is that's just one of the amazing things that has happened
at the
Olympics.
Yeah.
But in the space of 10 seconds, he became a meme. So it's everywhere at the moment, right?
Yeah.
But she is back again in the pool today. Also in big news, surfing. It's the first time it's been an Olympic event. Mm. Sally Fitzgibbons and Owen Wright are still in the running to win medals, right? So this is pretty cool. Also, we've got, you know, there's a lot of sports that you don't really, I mean, I forget exist until it comes back up.
Yeah.
One of which being the slalom. The canoe slalom.
Oh yeah.
No, I just don't like the word slalom.
Oh, okay. No, so it gets a lot of airtime on the telly because you see them they're doing their paddling and they're like
they're paddling.
Around. I'm going around. Oh, I've missed the gate. Oh, I'm going back.
Yeah.
I'm
well, Jessica around. Fox is going for gold, right? So she's definitely one to watch today. Matildas are back, trying to do their thing, trying to get their tournament back on track.
Mm.
Also, one of the great sports that you never really get to see, and you and I discussed this off air, is the water polo.
I've said this before. How do you get into water polo?
Yeah. How do you get into water polo?
Are you like, do you do swim lessons and, you know, get in trouble for pushing other kids around and dunking them and stuff?
Yeah.
And the teacher's like, you know what you'd be perfect for?
Yeah.
Yeah, water polo.
And it's so funny. Sitting on the couch last night, I was watching them. They took it out against the Netherlands, which was huge, right? They were losing. Stingers.
Stingers.
They're the Stingers.
Yes.
Man, are we the only country that has all these really kooky, cool names?
Oh,
I've done a bit of Googling
carpet.
And I can't really find. Like, obviously, you've got America, it's like basketball. Oh, the dream team, right?
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. But we've got, the Stingers is just great.
Yeah.
Right, and they won.
Give those
anyway,
Dutch the Stingers.
Yeah, exactly. Give it to them. And, you know, watching from the couch last night, I'm like, oh, kick harder. You know, I've been doing quite a bit of that action. So it keeps me humble, Tom. You see what I mean? Because then when I finally do get in a pool, it's like I cannot keep my head above water with purely my legs.
Mm.
It's crazy. But, all these sports, I mean, Aussies are just absolutely killing it at the moment.
Good
so,
on them.
Yeah, you can switch on to Channel 7 and catch it all. But some pretty beautiful stories coming out of it.
I know there's a lot of the watching of the surfing going on at your house, which you're pretty happy about, aren't you?
You're enjoying that.
No, it's great. Oh, you've missed a wave. Oh,
it's good because I say to Jimmy, I'm like, hey, how do they actually score it? And then he tells me, but I lose interest before
as soon as
I actually
you ask
get the
question,
answer.
You don't care. Tom and Long, K-Rock.